How I Know. Feed the Flame by Valerie Munns. Want a great way to make your testimony grow? Share its warmth. Some people are able to identify some moment or event when they discovered the truthfulness of the gospel. I'm not one of those people, but I'd like to tell how I came to know that the church is true. Like many, I was born and raised in the church and had always believed in the gospel. But when I became a teenager, I started to question my testimony. How could I really know for sure? I was hoping for some sort of spiritual manifestation that would eliminate all my doubts. I was very troubled because of my uncertainty. Whenever I bore my testimony, I always talked about the good things in the church, but I couldn't say that I knew it was true. What I didn't realize then is that our testimonies don't necessarily come in the form of fireworks, but rather as a small spark or flame that must be fed. During my senior year of high school, my seminary teacher taught me another important principle necessary in gaining a testimony. She would often tell us that if we really wanted to know if the church was true, we needed to live what we believe. Although it is essential to pray and study the scriptures, knowledge without application is worthless. I finally realized that I had always known the church was true through living the standards and constantly having to explain and defend my beliefs. I had been feeding my fire by sharing my flame with others. It helped me realize how strongly my beliefs burned within me. Now I am able to stand in front of the congregation and say, I know that this church is true. I know that if you study the Lord's teachings, strive to become closer to Him through constant prayer, and stand as a witness of God at all times and in all things and in all places. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 9. You will also discover for yourself the truthfulness of the gospel. End of the article. How I Know. Feed the Flame by Valerie Munns.